Hey everyone, it's Corin McMass, the founder of the FBA Broker and your friend on Facebook. I wanted to talk to you about something that's been quite popular right now since we made the change to having a minimum list price of $1 million on businesses that we take to market. We've seen some interesting trends with deal structures. And I wanted to talk about this because it's quite popular in the 7 and 8 figure range. We're going through a couple of these right now. So I was literally writing this out as a framework for a client. And I thought this would be a great thing to share with everyone else. So what I'm going to talk about right now is Dealmaking 101, I'm calling this series. And I'm going to talk about equity rollover. So I'm going to explain what it is, why it's so popular, and how you should think about it if you're the seller in this case, looking to sell your business, how you should think about equity rollover. So first up, what is equity rollover? Well, basically it's a deal structure where the seller, if you're the seller, you retain equity percentage of the company ownership stake in the business after the sale. So that sounds all good and well, but why is it so popular? Well, an investor or investors will often pitch this as upside for you, saying, look at all the opportunity that's available with your business. Hi, Leanne, thanks for joining. they'll pitch this as upside for you. And that there may be upside, and there hopefully is upside in the deal, but why a buyer actually makes this offer is to reduce their own risk. So it's important to understand why this is being used, this mechanism is being used. So a couple of things that they could reduce the risk on is one, risk of capital. So they don't need to put in as much cash upfront. Say it's a $10 million deal and they make an offer of you retaining, say 50% of the business. They only need to put in $5 million to control a $10 million asset. So that's one one example. The other could be operations. So if they think that there is an operational risk with the business moving forward, and say your revenue is generated specifically from, I'm getting a call while I'm on a live. Sorry, Mark, I'll call you right back, buddy. that's awesome. so operations risk. Operations with the business moving forward. So say your business generates the majority of its revenue on Amazon, which a lot of our clients do. The investor may not have a ton of experience selling via Amazon. So there's an operational risk there that maybe their team can't take over and run the business as well as you have up to this point. Next is market changes themselves. So there is a risk of the market moving. The trend, the niche you're in, maybe there's excess competition down the line, maybe something changes with Amazon or Google, wherever your main revenue channel is coming from. So it allows the buyer to acquire, the investor to acquire your business for less money, mitigating some of the risk and sharing some of that upside. So there's a scale of cash versus equity that a buyer is using, and it's almost the flip side for most sellers. So how this works is, I call it the 0 to 100 game, right? So I was talking to some investors last night. They are value investors, and this means they want to acquire distressed assets. So they get these deals when there's something wrong with the business, they get it at a very good price, and then have almost infinite upside. And for them, ideally, they'd like to get the asset for nothing, which makes sense, right? If you can control a cash flowing asset and take control of that cash flow without outlaying money, that makes sense. On the sell side, you want to get as much cash up front as you can. And so you take the cash off the table right now. So there's future cash versus today. And this is really what they're talking about. An investor, or everyone, is less attached to future money than they are to current money. So in equity, in private equity circles, they call this the second bite of the apple. So you sell a piece of your business today, you continue working with the business, hopefully it grows, and then you get a higher exit value or a second cash out at the next sale. Now, is this right for you? So I've distilled this into three things to think about for yourself if you're the seller in one of these scenarios, and this is the deal that you're being offered. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us. Number one is your goals. So what are your goals with selling your business? And this applies to any business, not just a e-commerce product-based Amazon business. Why are you selling? So sometimes there's a reason that you want to get out and you want a certain amount of money. So make sure that those goals are taken care of as part of the deal. Also, what do you want to do next? So would you like to keep running the business and grow the business, but get a capital partner on board so you have less cash risk tied up or personal risk tied up in the business? The second is control. So how much control do you have over the situation moving forward? So if you're a minority or a majority stakeholder in the business after the sale, who's going to run the business? So if you completely hand over the reins of your business and you've only taken, say, 50% of the cash off the table, but you don't have operational control or strategic control, that's something to think about. Because if you hand over the reins, they may screw up the business and then there's no equity left. So that percentage isn't actually worth anything. The third thing that kind of goes in with control is take a look and dig into the track record of the acquirer. So talk to the investors, your broker should help you with this, understand their motivations, their background, and their plan moving forward. So right now there's a few different options or a few different goals that investors have in the 7 and 8 figure range that we're dealing with right now. Some of them are more permanent capital. So maybe they're a family office, they're self-funded, they're looking long-term. So working with an investor that's looking long-term may be a great fit for you. If you think there's a long runway for the business, you don't need a lot of cash today. You want that cash flow stream into the future. If you're retaining 20, 30, 50% of the business moving forward, that could actually be a great option for you if you don't have a timeline. Others, if they're a traditional private equity firm, they'll typically have a 5 to 7 year period they have to sell the asset. So depending on where they are in the life cycle, they may be a year or 3 years away or 7 years away from actually having to exit. And that could also factor into how long you need to stay with the business moving forward. So there's a couple of things that I think might be useful if and when you get to that stage yourself. So any other questions on deal making, feel free to reach out, and hopefully this has been helpful. And hello, hola from Barcelona, and I hope you have a great Friday and a great